with the third graph finally. I had time to go through it.
Okay. So...
So, go ahead.
The first two... I think we should use the first one. The ones in which we aggregate the throughput of all the instances.
It's a no-brainer.
Right. But in that experiment, I forgot to change the size of the cache. The working set size is 500 megabytes, but the read cache for Level DB was 1 gigabyte. So I ran it again with a much smaller cache. I think like 64 megabytes of read cache.
Oh, okay. You went the other way around, which is...
So, I'm just...
For LevelDB.
A little bit confused as why LevelDB with 64 instances is actually doing better than NVMe KB.
That's only
the
for...
The first graph, right?
That's only for reads,
except
right?
For that, everything else makes perfect sense for me.
Can we pull that one? That's for reads, right?
Correct. No, that's for... Yeah, that's for... Some level DB reads, correct?
Yes. The reason, what I think is going on is that the work is divided among all the instances. So the working set size is divided by the number of instances, so that the amount of data that each one of them has to read probably fits in memory, in their own cache.
Right, so it's all cache reads.
It's all cache reads. That's why it's so good, the performance.
So Leo is doing new experiments where the cache is not
right.
used. Well, but the file system cache will be used.
Yeah, so...
So I don't think your experiment will produce significantly different results when you run.
Because it's hitting the file system cache?
I see. Well, that's somewhat weird, right?
Yeah, I'm brief running this lastly. So yes, that's what's going on. I'm brief running the same experiment with a smaller read cache.
For level DB.
For level DB.
Application level read cache.
Yes. I expect the throughput of read to go down a little bit. We'll see.
Okay.
And the second figure, well, the third figure, second plot, that's what we discussed, right? Just have a smaller analysis, a smaller granularity in the collision cache, but we see that the graph looks exactly the same. The main difference is that
load phase, there's absolutely no difference actually. Load phase also is weird why it's going up and down.
So before we go to this plot, can I quickly talk about the first plot, which is the because the data set size is 500 megabytes. You're going to get very optimistic performance for LevelDB because the LevelDB would use the OS page cache.
Yes.
And that to me seems like it's a problem, especially for reads. You'll get really good LevelDB performance, which may not be true in reality. It would only happen if your entire working set fits in the DRAM cache.
Right.
Page cache.
The problem is that even for that small work, I said, look at the performance of the synchronous write, or just the write.
Hmm.
It's especially the synchronous write is very, very low. So it takes forever to finish. That's why I reduced the working set size to 500 megabytes.
Mm-hmm.
Because the synchronous write is on the floor.
Okay. Well, that's a reasonable reason to why you want to reduce. I don't know if increasing the size of the working set is going to affect the runtime. It will, right? Because the amount of work you do is proportional to the amount of the working set.
That is correct. That's why I didn't even propose that. Yeah.
I see. Okay. Well, I don't know how you'll get significantly better results by turning off the level DB read cache, because the cache is inside the OS is going to take over. And you would still have really good performance for level DB, but you're seeing different results?
A little bit difference. Not much, but a little bit.
Yeah. There is quite a bit of variance there, and that's just one data point, right?
Yeah, I'm running the last three. We're looking at different graphs that I haven't sent because it's not complete.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rerunning again a portion of it because the numbers are kind of weird. But I am seeing a little bit of... not as much performance for the rates, especially for higher instances.
Mm. Even with this plot, right, there is of course a reader question, reviewer question, which is that NVMKV performance seems to be flattened out and level DB seems to be further going up.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens at 100 pools? Is the level DB performance? So we need to be able to explain this stuff. What's
right.
happening and why level DB performance is overstated in this plot. And ideally, if we can show the alternate use case where the working set does not fit in the cache, or have some data point which we can include in the text to justify that, well, you know, this is this occurs, level DB performance is really good only if all of the data it accesses fits in the page cache, and that's what is happening in this plot.
Right.
So we are not telling the whole story, is my concern with this plot. And so what would it take for you to create an alternate plot or alternate data, maybe even one data point at 64 level DB instances with where the total amount of data that is much larger, much greater than the system memory size?
That means that to read, I first have to write. And that's where level DB sucks. It's really bad at writing.
Hmm.
I could potentially write, but even that machine, even the amount of memory that that machine has is huge.
Hmm.
I think it has like 32 gigs of RAM.
Yeah.
So even if I write, let's say
100 gigs.
Right. No, that would take too long.
Yeah,
that's not possible. I could write maybe 10 gigs. Using the buffer writes and then sync and wait for it.
Do you have the ability to restrict the amount of system memory that the OS uses?
Yeah, I can change the flag and reboot the machine.
Okay, so you have admin
yes.
privileges on that. So
that's a good idea. Rather than seeing the data size, you can change the amount of available memory and then do the experiment. I think I like that approach.
So say, I mean, this is a 4 gigabyte machine and write 16 gigabytes, something like that. And that would provide a good contrast for level DB performance when it all fits in page cache versus when it doesn't. And then we would have two plots. And
this
I think this one and the other one where the working set doesn't fit in the cache. Here it fits completely. And this is also valuable, by the way. Right.
Yes, and we should see that NVMKV does not depend on that.
NVMKV is independent of the... Yeah, actually, that's another good point we'll be able to show. And I think it will strengthen the paper to have that additional set of data.
That's a good point. So maybe set the machine to 4 gigabytes of RAM and write to the disk 8.
Sure, yeah.
But I'm concerned that's going to take a long time. Although in that experiment, we will only focus on reads, so we want to see both reads and writes.
Well, ideally, we need to have all the lines that we have here so that we can have an equivalent plot.
Take too long? Yeah.
Hmm.
It will take way too long.
So which of the lines here takes way too long?
You can see by the throughput that writes is what takes a long time. Because the throughput of synchronous writes is just horrible.
But can you do the following? Can you reduce the number of operations on a large data set and reduce the number of operations?
The size of the data set is determined by the number of operations. At least for writes. Does that make sense? You say, I want to write this many key value pairs, and that's what defines your data set, the size of your data set. You can, however, say, I want to write this much, but read a portion of that. And you can read more or less of what you write.
Yeah.
But the size of your data set is defined by how much you write.
Hmm. And the issue is that you have to run it for multiple instances of level DB.
Yeah.
In your estimate, in this experiment, you were writing 500 megabytes.
Yes. And
how long does it take?
The time that it takes for level DB to finish, it decreases as the number of instances goes up. For the first data point, I think it was like 2 hours, over 2 hours for 500 megabytes.
And of which the synchronous writes took the longest.
Yes, yeah. Well, I'm getting for in the case of level DB, for each instance point, I get 3 points. I get the 3 points at a time. In one execution.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So to get the first 3 points?
4 times that, which is 16 hours. Or even more.
Or probably more, yeah.
I would say it's worth a try, depending on what else we are doing with the machine.
Well, I still don't have the stair. Our paper currently has basically three plots.
Mm-hmm.
I have those two.
Figure 4 and figure 6.
But I don't have the other one.
Figure 5.
Which are actually two different figures. Well, I collect the data once, yes.
Yeah, but we had a backup which said that for this we could use the other machine, the old data, because we can explain it.
Yeah, which is what we already have here.
We already have it, so we could choose not to redo this if we don't have time.
Okay.
I actually think that, you know, this plot is more difficult to explain without the other plot, which we don't have yet, the larger data set size.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Swami, what are your thoughts? You have a choice. I don't know if you understand the choice. The choice is that we either have the second plot of figure 4 with much larger data set size, right? And have two setups. Report data from two setups versus report data from one setup and not have this additional figure 4 D plot. That's the choice in front of us.
I think having more data, even if we have to describe two setups, will give us a better fighting chance.
Better fighting chance. Well, and it's not just about that. It's also about explaining figure 4 that we have currently. So if we have all that on second plot, it's much easier for us to say, okay, here, this is what is going on with this figure 4A. Look at figure 4B, and you can see a different story.
Right.
Without figure 4B, explaining figure 4A, or figure 4, is going to be a more difficult task anyway.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I agree.
More it helps them understand our system better, so they can appreciate the paper.
Could you repeat that, please?
The more insights that we give in understanding our system, the better it is that the reviewers are going to appreciate the paper.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you can't just simply say we did all these things, because there's so many things that I would ideally like to evaluate, but we didn't get to evaluate.
Yeah.
We talked about a lot of important things that our system does.
Yeah.
And we don't even do so much of evaluation, but at least we need to actually tell them something more interesting beyond what is obvious in our paper.
Yes.
So that they can understand the intricacies and the usefulness of some design decisions that we have taken.
Yes. I agree. So you are saying have figure 4B.
Exactly.
Okay, so we are all in agreement, I think. So now let's go to the second the collision cache plot, which is unexpected.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about what's going on here. You set the read cache to 64 megabytes.
Yes.
And that's one question. I don't know if 64 megabytes is enough, because you have a data set which is 500 megabytes.
I think it should be enough, because these distributions are very skewed.
But there is no difference in throughput, right?
through. But
shouldn't you have a lot more throughput now that you have reads being serviced from the read cache?
What we're bearing here, it's the absolute value of the throughput compared to the old graph is higher.
It's higher. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, well, that could be because of the device, or it could be
because... It's mainly because of the new machine.
But it should also be higher because we have a read cache, isn't it?
I think I have the same... I think I have the data also for zero cache, for the read. Zero read cache.
Oh, for the new machine?
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't shared that. I don't think I even have plotted it. But I think I do have the data.
So I guess my point is that if the read cache is effective, then the throughput should be going up. Because the reads will be much more efficient.
But my point is, we know how it behaves with zero cache on the old system.
Okay.
And with 64 megabytes in a new system, it's behaving exactly the same.
Okay.
And that is unexpected because of the skewedness of the distributions.
That is unexpected.
Unexpected, yes.
Unexpected. Okay.
Especially because most of these workloads are read intensive.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not seeing any benefit in the throughput.
Mm-hmm. So there's something that we don't understand. We cannot explain this.
Or, alternatively, as we increase the size of the read cache, the absolute value of the throughput change goes up. But we don't see any variation because what we're looking at here in the XY axis is the collision cache.
Sure.
So what we're looking at here is that the collision cache doesn't have much of an effect in these workloads. And we don't get to see what's the effect of the read cache because it's in a different dimension.
Right. So you have the data for the 0 megabyte read cache. Can you check that data and see whether it matches up to this? Or whether it's the same or different from these?
Yes, I can do that. Fortunately, not from here right now, but yes.
You want me to go into your machine?
No, that's on the... I might be able to hold it. Let's get discussing. I might be able to do it.
Because I think this is important. If we cannot discuss, if we cannot explain this plot, then we are stuck. We cannot do writing. So let's...
Okay. So we want to see the throughput
of, let's say, workload C. Does workload C do reads? Which of these guys?
C is read only, yes.
Read only. Let's look at workload C. See what you get. This is for the new machine with the read cache of NVM KV set to 64 megabytes.
Okay, so this is for 64 megabytes.
Hmm.
So if I change this guy here to 0. And I run this again. We see the same plot, basically.
There's no difference.
Do we see a difference in the throughput?
No. So the read cache is ineffective. So there's something wrong with this.
Does it look exactly... I think it looks exactly the same, which is...
I would say run it with 1 gigabyte read cache and see if that doesn't make any difference, then the read cache is ineffective for workload C, which questions a lot of things. Right?
Yep. So
including whether our read cache is doing anything at all or even if it's being used here. Is this a version of NVM KV that implements a read cache? You did implement a read cache. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense to set a value for the read cache. I'm just throwing the questions out there. I don't know.
I really don't want to be questioned that at this point.
I know. I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't know what else to ask.
Okay, so your suggestion is to try with a much larger cache.
Yeah, I mean, like 10 gigabyte cache.
3 gigabyte right now. we cannot actually present these numbers because it doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll say it differently than Raj's, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a more, that's what I should have said. Thank you, Swami.
Okay,
so we have work to do. We'll keep you posted, Swami. Yeah. You go to your other meeting.
Okay. Yeah, I'll actually work on the pool section, and then Nisha said she has time over the weekend.
Okay.
So I'll coordinate with her so she'll take a pass at the paper.
Okay.
So we can sync up over email to see what we need to do. So you'll continue with that subsequent section 7, 8, 9.
I will. Bear in mind that when in doubt, it's better to cut material because we are already well above the
pace
limit.
I just want to fix your comments on section 6 and then I'll start cutting material slowly.
Okay.
So I'll do that and then I'll send emails to everybody so that everybody's in sync.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Cool. Thanks, Raju. Thanks,
okay.
Leo.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
All right, so... So yeah, we need to make sense of the data we have right now and explain it. So what are your thoughts, Leo? What do you think is going on?
I didn't want to find myself in this situation again. I don't know if I'm that bad or it's just the nature of the beast.
Well, it's the nature of the beast because you start asking like questions when you're forced to, like a paper deadline. That's what happens in reality. It shouldn't, but in many cases it does. And we find ourselves in a position, I found myself in this position many times before. So I'm a seasoned player.
Okay, I'm looking at the throughputs here and not much of a variation.
Between 0 and 64. I mean, it's possible that your understanding of the how the working set is set up is wrong. Is it possible that you think it's 500 megabytes when it's like 10 gigabytes?
It's not impossible, but I have tested it so many times.
Mm.
And
the other possibility is that it's not a Zipfian, like a non-uniform distribution.
This is the paper, right?
Yeah. Non-uniform distribution like you think, it's like a uniform distribution, so having a 64 megabyte cache makes no difference.
See, this is, here we bury the size of the read cache.
Mm.
So we know that that has an impact. So the way we're changing this parameter, the read cache...
Look at that though, but I don't know if there is any difference between 0 and 64. Can't see it. You see that the improvement continues.
Look at this one. Look at A.
We are looking at C, right?
Well, the point that I'm trying to make is that the way the experiment is set up is correct because you see a variation in performance,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only point that I'm trying to get across.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, so the read cache functions, except that it doesn't seem to be working, doesn't seem to make any difference between 0 and 64. Do we have these points, by the way, the workload C points?
For the old data?
Yeah, old data.
Yeah, of course.
So it seems like, so here the points are 0, 64, 128. There is a significant difference between 0 and 64. If those are the...
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So there is a significant difference.
Yeah,
for the old setup.
Yes.
And, okay, let's go here. The what is 4.5 thousand operations per second for workload C with a zero read cache. So if I go...
See, and this one, look at this, these are two different data points in which I have the collision cache of 8 megabytes and the read cache 0 and 64.
Hmm.
Not much of a difference.
No.
For workload F. So if I do workload A... And if I come here and do the same, do we see a difference?
Nope.
Which one is the
only
one that has a big difference? Is it A?
Yeah. Well, it's a big difference. All of these guys have a big difference, actually, from 0 to 64. There's a big jump for each of these guys.
Oh, here you see a difference, right?
I'm looking at the last number.
Well, I'm looking at the first one.
What is the first number versus last number? Well, these are all different runs of the same
this
thing?
This is no collision cache, and the last one is 8 megabytes of collision cache. CCS collision cache.
8 megabytes versus 0 megabytes.
So for 0 megabytes collision cache and 0 megabytes of read cache, this is the throughput. 0 megabytes collision cache, 64 megabytes of read cache, that's the throughput.
Throughput goes down.
Yeah, which is crazy.
It does go down because we have one workflow where that happens, right? This one, which is A. No. What are we looking at, by the way?
Workload A.
We're looking at workload A?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it should go up from 0 to 64, right? 0 and 8. No. There's no 8 in this.
No.
Are we looking at load phase or are we looking at execution?
These are both.
Oh.
These are both.
So is that what you are plotting up here, both or just the execution?
No, here's this execution, here's load.
But these numbers are not comparable to these then because they are a combination. The other question I have is here. Here also, this is execution, right? This is execution.
Yes.
Okay. So I would say, take it easy, take a break, go drink coffee or whatever it is you drink, and then come back to look at the data. Because, I mean, under stress, you can interpret data the wrong way.
Okay.
And then after you have a little bit more clarity, you can write to us.
So we should figure it out.
But I would say, I mean, in parallel to whatever you're doing here, keep the machine busy with an experiment.
Right. Okay, let me write down what I need to do.
Okay.
What do I need to do? I need to... compare... to get new data for the pools of the multi-instance in which we have, let's say, 2 times more data than the amount of RAM that the system has.
Yeah.
We need to make sense of the...
I would say, you know, instead of using 4 gigabytes of RAM, you can use 1 gigabyte of RAM or 2 gigabytes of RAM. Limit the system memory size to even smaller so that your experiment runs quicker. So have pick 2 gigabytes of RAM. I think that's also defendable. I don't know, but I'm stuck in a 2 gigabyte DRAM world. And the others who are reviewing the paper are probably even more ancient.
But is that realistic to make a 2 gigabytes of RAM?
2 gigabytes instead of 4? Well, see, you're a little bit more evolved than I am. But there was a time when 2 gigabytes was a lot of DRAM.
Yeah, there was a time which I didn't exist either.
All I'm saying is that if 4 gigabytes is defendable, so is 2 gigabytes.
Right. Okay, I'll play with that. Let's see.
Yeah, because I don't want you to be waiting like 2 days to get the first data point. I think that's the key. It's not 2 or 4. It's like how much time it takes.
Right.
And it would be good to get some feedback from LevelDB to tell us what's going on and how long it's going to take.
Okay, so the other one is Make Sense of This Guy, which is from the CC experiment.
Execution phase is the problem. Load phase seems okay.
Larger,
right?
Recache. You propose 1 GB?
Yeah. No.
There's something I want to get something clear.
Mm.
I want to have a way to parallelize the result from one graph to another to see if I'm doing something wrong. I don't think I can do that with the current graph, right? There's no redundancy at all between the data shown here and the data shown there, because that's old.
That's a different machine.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's a chance that when I run that, I get different results.
What do you mean?
There's a chance that if I get these numbers in the machine, we get completely new numbers that are not as easy to explain.
Possible, but you could run... I would say you run this experiment on the old machine. Can you run stuff on the old machine?
No, it's broken too.
It's broken.